Now, I think I'll stay here rather than wander around, just in case you can't hear me. But perhaps you could let me know whether you're ready for Christmas. Hands up if you've done everything you need to do. Well, there's a surprise. No hands in the air at all. Hands up if you think you're half ready. Oh, that's much better. About a third of you are half ready. So most of you have still got quite a bit to do. What sort of things do you have to do to get ready for Christmas? Yes? A Christmas tree. Yes, most of us have a Christmas tree. We cheat a bit in our household. We have one of these artificial ones, which has a little coloured disc in the bottom, and it throws light onto some fibre optic cable. It looks very pretty, but you don't have to do very much with it. Just have to retrieve it from the cellar every year. So that works quite well for us. Nothing to hoover up afterwards. What else do we have to do? Yes. Get Christmas food ready, yes. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas unless we had something special a little bit in food. I don't know whether any of you ever watched the programme Countdown. Who watches Countdown? Anyone? It's a words and numbers game that's on the afternoon, so I can't usually watch it, I'm usually at work. There was actually, had a guest on there who was an Italian who thought that British Christmas dinners were awful. He thought that all the flavours melded into one, and so on. I don't think he was actually very popular when he was saying that. But we do need to do quite a lot of work, don't we, when we prepare for Christmas dinner. My mother-in-law will no doubt be looking around for something in Marks and Spencer's for me, because as a vegetarian, she will have to replace the meat element with something else. And she usually likes to find something different, although no doubt I can't remember what I had last year anyway. What else do we get for Christmas? Yes. Presents. Ooh, that's hard, isn't it? You'll find it gets much harder as you get older and as the people that you're buying the presents for get older. And that's because they've got everything, or at least everything that you can think of. And we always like to try and find something a little bit different. Who likes a surprise? Okay, well, most of us like a surprise. So it's nice if somebody can think of something unusual to buy us for Christmas, something that we're not expecting. Of course, it's also nice to get some good things as well. Now, what else do we need to prepare for? Christmas is one of those things we need to spend a lot of time preparing for. Is there anything else that we need to prepare for? Yes? Oh, Christmas cake, okay, yep. We usually have a cake at Christmas as well. Are there any other events in the year we prepare for? Easter? What do we do at Easter? Do you eat any chocolate by any chance? Okay. Is it usually a funny shape? It's usually egg-shaped, isn't it? So we do things there. Now, what's the thing that's about Christmas and Easter? Do we always know they're coming? We do, don't we? We always know that Christmas and Easter are coming. Do you remember last winter? Do you remember how cold it was? Do you remember walking out over snow and ice on at least two separate occasions? Now, did we know that the weather was going to be like that? See a few shaking heads. Of course we didn't. We didn't know it was going to be this cold today. So we also need to be prepared sometimes for things that we cannot predict, like the weather. The councils last year were a little bit behind in having enough salt for the roads. Hopefully that won't be the case this year. And when winter comes, we want already to, if we need a new winter coat, to have brought our winter coat before it happens. Otherwise, we're going to spend at least some time getting cold. In church this morning, we're going to think about something else that can't be predicted. And that's not the first coming of Jesus, but the second coming of Jesus. And we're going to talk about that in due course.